Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I had Sean McVay interviewed earlier this week and was asked about the status of Matthew Stafford, his quarterback, who's been dealing with a back issue throughout training camp. He was delayed in getting started working out for the team, reportedly had been taking epidurals for this back issue. What is the status of Matthew Stafford?
It's going to be the same answer. Yeah, I mean, like, and I mean that too. Like, I mean, he's doing great. He's 100% participant. He's doing a heck of a job, you know, taking care of himself with a lot of different things. As soon as we get off the grass, he and Reggie have a great plan. But, you know, I can't see into the future, but I certainly, you know, if you look at what the last week has entailed, feel really good. And there's nothing that would lead me to believe, unless we have an unforeseen setback, that he's not going to be ready to roll against the Texans.
I can't wait for this game, because I think Matthew Stafford is at the very least going to be rusty coming into this game.
Well, and the Rams in general are rusty to start out the season. That's a running issue with LA fans, is, hey, these guys don't play their starters in the preseason. They seem to be very much about injury prevention and preservation, and they get off the slow starts. So now you've got a quarterback who might as well be preparing to birth a child, what with his epidurals and everything.
Yes.
He's getting ready to either play a season or give birth. That's what we know about his medical regimen right now.
Yeah.
That I think Puka Nacua, obviously you respect him. Davante Adams. Texans damn well know they need to respect Davante Adams. After Aaron Rodgers looked like the all-pro version of himself throwing the ball to Davante Adams with the Jets last year. So they've got Matt Stafford, depending on how healthy he is, Puka Nacua, Davante Adams, Atwell, like all these guys going up against a really good secondary.
Yeah.
I'm amped up for this game. But I'm especially excited that Matt Stafford might be in a wheelchair by the time this game begins.
Yeah, I'm excited for that Texans defensive front to look like it did at practice, you know, against the Texans offense. You know, watch Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter get after it. That's funny with the epidurals. Like Matt Stafford, I'm just, after you said that, I'm like, Matthew Stafford has gone into the tent. What's the problem? His water broke.
His water broke. He's a big guy. He's birthing an 11-pound baby. This is hard.
You got to go inside that tent. Here's Sean McVay talking about Matthew Stafford. Maybe not as many physical reps in camp this year. More mental reps.
With Matthew, I think that served him well. You know, you get some time with, you know, your family and, you know, the beautiful little girls, you know, more than you would otherwise. But I think just to keep him feeling like, hey, man, it's fun, it's engaging. He loves being out here practicing and competing. And then, you know, does he need to hear, you know, some of our standard 2x2 formations at the beginning? No, he doesn't need to know that. He doesn't need to be there for those kind of things. And so picking and choosing our spots, you know, that was part of the plan. Obviously, it kind of organically unfolded, maybe a little later than we anticipated. But I think he is having a lot of fun. I think he's enjoying it. And sometimes that absence, you can really have an appropriate perspective of how much you love doing this stuff. And that's what I felt from him, you know, the last week and a half.
They're going to kill this guy. They're going to kill this guy in week one.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Yeah. That's what you're looking for right there. Oh, I remember the love of the guy. Ow! Ow!
Yeah.
Oh, my back.
As soon as he said, well, it's good for him. He gets to spend some more time with his beautiful four little girls. I'm like, oh, that's it. That's it. He's spending time with the family. Does not have the appropriate amount of delusion and hyper focus that a quarterback needs.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. It sounds like he's got some perspective on life.
Nope,
he's got a needle in his back.
Yep.
And meanwhile, Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson are going to be trying to make his life miserable.
Yes.
No, I'd say by the end of the first quarter, he's like, I'm coming for you, Kelly. You're going to be pulling a Fred Sanford out there. Yeah.
And in comes Jimmy G.
Limping off to the sideline. I'll be home for dinner, Kelly.
This is the big one. Oh, man. One more from Sean McVay, who apparently was getting peppered with Matthew Stafford questions. He reiterates he's being 100% participant.
Yeah, you know, we adjusted that plan a little bit just based on him getting out there last week. And so we naturally kind of have a four-day block anyways where you're kind of deloaded on that third day. So he's been a full participant really in everything. He's been able to, you know, feel good, you know, each of the next mornings. And so we'll continue on with that. And then, you know, we'll see what the in-season approach entails.
Yeah, text message. I like a couple good hits and he's hindered in this game. That's how I feel
like,
about it.
I mean, you think about guys that think about guys that have back issues in basketball, especially because we have an intimate experience in that, going back to Tracy McGrady.
Yep.
You never can't tell. Or anybody listening who has back issues like that with a pinched nerve or herniated disc or anything, you don't know when it's going to come and hit you. But usually it comes and grabs you doing something less violent than getting tackled or sacked in a football game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's anybody's guess as to how long he holds up. But I think at some point, I wouldn't be optimistic at Matt Stafford playing 17 games this season. Is it going to rear its ugly head before or during this football game?
Well, this is, you know, I would say that a lot's been made in that game, and I'm just checking to see what the line is on the game. Rams are a 2.5-point favorite, so the line has not moved very much since the schedule was released in May when Matthew Stafford's back issues weren't even a news item. So Vegas right now is kind of believing what we're hearing from Sean McVay there. So we made a lot about the Texans in this new offensive line having to go against this Rams defensive line, which is very, very good.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it might be a bigger task on the other side for the Rams offensive line, given the fact that Matthew Stafford's got no mobility, I'm guessing, to go up against what D'Amico Ryans is going to throw at him. This is an under game for me. I think this feels like a 20-17, a 17-14 kind of game, unless the two defenses or one of the defenses or both force a bunch of turnovers that create a lot of short fields. This does not feel like a game where one of these two offenses is going to come out of this thing with 450 yards of offense.
Well, they were the Rams, though. Their defense wasn't all that great last year. Their run defense really wasn't dependable.
Yeah.
But they have a really good young front seven.
Yeah.
So I think their run defense will be improved.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to just if the Texans are indeed a good rushing football team, that's going to be a problem for the Rams.
Yeah.
I think the Texans, if you're talking about how the odds makers might view it, odds makers and anybody else that wasn't out there at training camp would say the Texans don't have a good rushing offense and they got rid of their best offensive lineman and Joe Mixon is injured. How is this going to be better than they were last year?
Yeah.
They might even be worse than they were as a rushing offense, which was already bad. I think that I'm not saying they're going to be a great rushing offense, but I think they're going to be better than they were last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to allow CJ Stroud. And I think in pass protection, they'll be much better.
Yeah.
I really do. Just by the way they're operating, what they're doing to make it easier for the offensive line, the way the offensive line is working cohesively right now, and C.J. Stroud having more control at the line of scrimmage, I think they're going to be better in pass protection. So just strictly as objectively as possible, I think the line is a little too flavored by or skewed by an expected offensive misery by the Texans this year.
They've not improved from last year.
Yeah, yeah. I think the Texans are going to be better offensively. I don't know what their ceiling is, but they're going to be better. That's where I think in these early games, I think the Texans are probably a little bit more underdog than they should be.
Yeah, I'm picking them to win the game. I just don't think it's going to be the total on the game is 44.5, which means they're expecting it to be 24-21. And that feels a little high scoring for these two teams early in this. With a new offense being implemented for the Texans and a hindered Matthew Stafford going against a very good defense for the Texans and I think a defense for the Rams that maybe is not a great matchup for a first game for a new offensive line.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAFGiving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is their backup quarterback, and I was getting really excited about the prospect of this defense facing Jimmy Garoppolo. Sean, let me tell you, if I was excited about that, what do you think my heart rate does when I start thinking about the prospect of Matt Stafford getting these next 2 weeks of game prep for the Texans, and then 6 minutes into the game, Jimmy Garoppolo coming in without having gotten all of the reps and the prep for the Texans?
It's fun. I get what you're saying. Garoppolo does feel like one of those guys, though, that like you just throw him in and there's a like he is you just shake the magic eight ball to see what the answer is.
And,
you know,
and he might be better off with zero preparation than with actual
preparation.
Don't
think it can only hurt the ball club.
Don't give him time to screw it up by thinking about it.
Yeah. Like intuitively, your point makes a lot of sense, but like it's Jimmy G.
No, he just
found his way into a Super Bowl. You know,
he just throws the ball up, man. Yeah. I think versus this particular defense, it's a bad recipe.
Yep, you're right. You're right. We're getting a lot of texts on this about Matthew Stafford. I've had a herniated disc and had to get it surgically repaired twice. Once you have back problems, they don't go away ever, the texter says.
Well, and especially, I mean, we've got examples. Carlos Correa had back issues and he fixed it.
Yeah.
But he was a young man when he changed his routine and figured out how to fix it. I mean, the man had his ribs broken on a massage table. That's how committed he was
allegedly
to figuring out his physiological issues.
Yep.
The courage he showed in that bogus story moment. Yes.
Is that video still out? That video's got to be still out there, right? The video he did on his wife's YouTube channel where he like lifted his shirt up to show like where the rib was that got snapped. Like, I'm like, what are we doing?
I think that all that aside, when it's different when it's an aging athlete and that you've got these issues, that's the last thing I want to hear out of an older quarterback, I think, is, oh, he's got a herniated disc.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he'll be fine.
Yep. Don't forget.
How old is Stafford now? 37 years old.
Yeah. He's an older quarterback, man. Don't forget, this is a text message. Don't forget Aziz making Stafford's life hell.
Ooh. Oh,
that'd be fun. Yeah. Stafford decides scramble and blammo.
Aziz in the second game, he showed discretion, Sean.
I know.
He could have really blasted the quarterback, and he just laid off at the last moment. Good for you.
Yeah. We need him out there. That's true. It's don't dial it back though, Aziz. I mean, still bring the lumber. All right.
You just got to dial it back 1/32nd of a second sooner than he might otherwise.
Yeah. Text message a Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter sandwich. Yeah, that would be good. Just popping Matthew Stafford like a zit.
And then one of them needs to just kind of go Clubber Lang and start flirting with Kelly Stafford. You know, like, you need a real man. You want to, you know. What does Clubber Lang say to
Hey, Adrian? Woman. Hey, woman. Yeah. I bet you go to bed every night wishing you had a real man.
Yeah, that's got to be Will.
Yeah.
Look at this. You're stuck with this cripple.
Just,
Stafford's laying on the ground like a guy on the Family Guy after he falls out of a window, just all arms all twisted
up.
Oh,
man. All right, Payne and Pendergast, Nick Caserio, press conference, top of the hour. Nick will answer all the questions. How many questions in before he gets asked about Joe Mixon, Seth? Is that the first question? Joe Mixon, do you think?
Oh, D'Amico's already been asked twice about Joe Mixon.
But he was asked before they officially put him on the NFI list here.
First question will likely be about Joe Mixon. I think so too.
And then
one of the first three will probably be about Graham Mertz.
Yes.
Because, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, third string quarterback gets more clicks than just about anybody else any position.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you'll get two college fan bases clicking on it too, because he went to Wisconsin and Florida. That's the key too. Mm-hmm. You get the colleges they went to. You get them in the into.
But
the
with neither of those colleges feeling all that passionate about him, I don't.
Maybe
think,
not. You know. Yeah, maybe not. All right. Payne and Pendergast. The Athletic did their 25 best players under the age of 25. Who made it from the Texans? The others worth discussing on here though have some serious Texans angles. Not only big picture, but for the upcoming season, we'll have that for you coming up next. But first, got to mention our first college football watch party coming up this Saturday at Boomer Jackson, Katy, 1110 Grand West Boulevard in Katy. Party starts at 11. Watch the games. Ice cold flight by Yingling. Root for your favorite team. We're going to have some great prizes from Yingling to give away. See you out there at Boomer Jacks in Katy.
No matter what you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.